I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out this morning to sit in the presence of the Almighty God, to get free and to stay free, be delivered from all evil, and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Father, I just thank you and I praise you this morning for what you've done and what you're going to continue to do. And Father, I ask right now that your glory fall in such a magnitude that every form of darkness will have to flee. And Father God, the evil one has no say-so in this service, for you are king and you're in control. Open up the spiritual ears this morning, Father God, to hear what thus saith the Lord. And Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the seed that's planted, that the enemy can't steal it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, what God's really going to talk about is fragments. But I want to read a prophetic word to you that I ran across. Yeah, you probably read it, but we're going to read it again this morning. It says, wake up, lukewarm, worldly, and cardinal Christians. Wake up, lukewarm, worldly, and cardinal Christians. The enemy, like a vulture, is targeting cardinal and lukewarm Christians. George O. Wood offers a grievous warning all Christians should hear. God always warns the body of Christ when the devil is planning something against us. In this era, he is sounding an alarm to warn us of a coming move of the enemy that will target lukewarm, worldly, and carnal Christians. Recently in my church's midweek corporate prayer meeting, the Lord gave me a vision. In the vision, I saw a dark, foreboding sky like a storm was brewing. I knew this represented trouble on the horizon. The enemy was building momentum to strike, and then I saw vultures circling the earth. Vultures are scavengers that are stealth in stalking their prey. They have a keen sense for knowing when an animal is weak, sick, and unhealthy. They can smell the stench of disease and death. After vultures attack, they ravage their prey until only the carcass is left. In my vision, vultures represented demonic spirits whose assignment was defeat and destruction. As the vision continued, I saw that the vultures circling over the body of Christ, specifically targeting lukewarm, worldly, and cardinal Christians, they were searching for Christians who refused to repent of the things of this world, who were not fully surrendered to God, and who were spiritually weak due to their prior lukewarm, worldly, or cardinal condition. The Lord made it clear that the agenda of Satan in this hour is to bring destruction to many in the body of Christ by attacking Christians who can't tear themselves away from the things of this world. And in this vision, before the vultures swooped to attack, they defecated on their prey. This put their victims in a spiritual stupor, causing the lukewarm, worldly, and carnal to think they were spiritually fine when they were not. Their hearts became hardened to truth whenever spoken. The final analysis of the spiritual stupor was that they became even more vulnerable to the enemy's attack. Their weakened spiritual state became weaker still. After receiving this vision, I was struck with the magnitude of the God's mercy. Oh, how he loves his children. Oh, how he wants to protect those in a weakened spiritual state. Oh, how good God is to warn us of the enemy's plans against the body of Christ. Brothers and sisters, I implore you to wake up. Heed this prophetic warning. The only antidote for lukewarm, worldly, and carnal living is repentance. There is no middle ground in serving Jesus. It's all or nothing. Run into the arms of your merciful Savior. Fall on your knees at the throne of grace and take the enemy's target off of your back. And we know that God has been trying to clean up those who have been coming into the lighthouse for quite some time now and telling us that we cannot be lukewarm. There is no such thing. And he's been telling us we have to draw close to the cross and stay there. You'll not wander here and there, but stay there. And we don't understand. The body of Christ does not personally understand what God is getting ready to do, but Satan does. So Satan is trying to get you off course so you don't fulfill your assignment with the Father. He's going to throw everything at you that he has, Satan is, to try to get you to stop. And then you will not tear his kingdom down. So, I'm asking each one of you in here this morning to heed this prophetic word from God. And if you're lukewarm, get out of your lukewarm state and become boiling hot for God, where the enemy will have absolutely no place in you or around about you. He will not be able to come in and trample on your goods that God has given you. All right, let's go into fragments. This is what God wants us to talk about this morning. All right, fragment is a small part broken or separated off of something. And the verb is fragments, third person present. Break or cause to break into fragments, his followers fragmented into sects. Now, God said, there are so many fragments in my body of believers. The spirit of separation has come in and fragmented the entire body of believers. You will be hard-pressed to find believers that will believe every word written in my word. I have spoken, still God speaking, I have spoken of the abomination of desolation in Daniel being fulfilled in the end time dispensation, and it is beginning to unfold before your very eyes. Many others will fall away at this given time, for the Antichrist spirit has already arisen inside my body of believers, and it is separating and dividing the entire body. And you can find that in Matthew 24:15-16. God told me about 4 years ago that the Antichrist has infiltrated the body of Christ. So it's been going on for quite some time. And this is why you've been seeing the falling away, because of the Antichrist spirit. God said, children, you must be on the alert at every given moment, for the enemy does not care who he takes out. He is just taking out all he can. He doesn't care who you are. He just wants to take you out. He doesn't care if you're big, small, or in between. He wants to take you out. And 1 Peter 5:8 says, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. See, he doesn't care who. God said the warfare will get stronger, and only the strong will survive this new onslaught of the enemy. New onslaught of the enemy. But I have spoken and said that if you would find a spot in my bosom and reside there, the enemy would not be able to unseat you from my kingdom authority. If you have found that place in God, the enemy cannot unseat you. God said the ride is going to get rough, but you will be able to stand the ride because you have already forsaken all flesh and you have already decided to ride out this storm in the mindset of victory. But there are others who have not made that choice, and they will be swept away by the undercurrent if there is not a sold-out one ready to lift them up above the beggarly elements of this world. God needs some more than one person totally and completely sold out to help these who were not strong in God. And when you see them starting to fall, you don't kick them and knock them down. You go to them and try to build them back up again. So I hope there are some sold out ones here in this church, in this body, that what looks around and sees what's going on, and you're not judging, but you see a brother or sister getting ready to fall, and what you do is you pray for them and you take them before the Father and you bind the spirits that's trying to take them out. Instead of saying, oh, well, go and take them out, I might get their spot. You don't do that. You uphold them before the Father. God said, you are giant slayers, and you have fought the good fight of faith, and you have won more battles than you lost. The hard battles only made you stronger in me, and you are ready to defeat the enemy at every turn, not only in your lives, but also in the lives of the downtrodden ones. Now, you who belong who come to the Lighthouse Church, talking to you, you are giant slayers, and you have fought the good fight of faith, and you have won more battles than you lost. You might not believe that, but God said it, so we believe it, right? The hard battles only made you stronger in me. Is that truth? Is that what it's done to you? The hard battles have only made you stronger in me, and you are ready to defeat the enemy at every turn. Quit going into battle with the idea of defeat. God says you are ready to defeat the enemy at every turn, not only in your lives, but also in the lives of the downtrodden ones. God said you shall bring perfect peace into a world riddled by unrest and confusion. You shall be strong towers that others can run into, and you shall be the ones that will turn the tide of confusion that is sweeping all across this land. As I look around, a lot of you are already ministers. A lot of you already have your own ministry that you're doing. And this is God saying, you shall bring perfect peace, you, into a world riddled by unrest and confusion. You should be strong towers others can run into, and you should be the ones that will turn the tide of confusion that is sweeping all across this land. God goes on to say, this confusion has been stirred up by the Antichrists that abide in this land, but I am sending out the angelic host to aid you in this battle that is raging against the harvest of the century. These angelic hosts will fight your battles for you. See that? As you call upon the name of the Lord, God Almighty. For it is as you call upon me that I will disperse the angelic host to fight for you. The scripture for that is 2 Kings 19:25. You need to start calling on the angelic host. The body of Christ has not yet done that. You're still trying to do things in your own flesh, and it's not going to work. You don't have enough strength and stamina to do the battle that's raging before you. And we need the help of the angels. In the Bible, they needed the help of the angels, right? What makes you any different than those in the Bible? Come on, what did Jesus always say? I could call it the legion of angels to come to my assistance. So what makes us think we don't need to do that? God goes on to say, you must have a brand new mindset that declares the salvation of the Lord is at hand, and you must forge forward with the mindset of total victory on all sides. Brand new mindset, and you must forge forward with total victory. Quit thinking I'm going to fail. Quit thinking this isn't going to work. Quit all that dumb stuff that the Antichrist spirit keeps whispering in your ears, and start trusting and believing God. If he's called you, he's well able to do it. If he's called you, he equips you. He strengthens you and he brings you forth. God said, as you renew your mind and call it to be the mind of Christ. See, that's what you have to do. I say every day, if I think something dumb, this is the mind of Christ, and Christ doesn't think that way. Mind straighten up, line up with the word of God. Say, and God said, as you renew your mind and call it to be the mind of Christ, I will step in and I will do the great and mighty works that needs to be accomplished before the second coming of my son, Jesus. This works needs to be done by you guys. You guys, you know, I was just talking to the people in his office this morning. It's the younger generation that God is going to use to bring forth Jesus Christ. You guys have been called in this dispensation of time so that you can receive the mantles of those who are going to go on to be with the Father. He needs somebody to put these mantles on, and he's called you forth so you can receive these mantles. But what's going on is the Antichrist are making you believe you can't do it. And that's not true. If God said it, it is true, and he has said it. God said, I am equipping you even this day with new, fresh knowledge of what is occurring all across this land, and you shall go forth and you shall separate and divide the enemy on all sides. God is bringing, he's been telling us he's going to bring forth new, fresh knowledge, and he's doing it right now. This is why the enemy's fighting you younger people so hard, because he does not want you to step into the things that God is calling you to step into, the greater mighty works. Somebody has to do this works. Why not you? Why not you? You've been sitting in the house of God long enough. Why not you? Why do you allow the enemy to discourage you at every turn? Don't allow him to do that. You know, just last week, you know, he was trying to separate me from somebody, and I really got, my feelings got in the mix, which I usually don't do, but here was my feelings. And so I went to my room, my study, and I was down, so I'm going to sit right here, devil, until you leave. And I said, God, you have all power and authority over my mind and my emotions, and I'm not going to go into these feelings. This is not me. This is the devil. So I refused to accept it. And I sat there and I prayed and prayed through, and I got up, because if I'd let that thing get down inside, I'd have been done. But I had to go, and I had to take control of that. I had to take control of that. The words went deep, and they hurt really hard. They cut. And I was shocked at how hard they cut. And I knew that it was the enemy trying to take me out. See, instead of you going through these emotions, get yourself alone with God like Jesus did. He always went to the mountain. And pray and get yourself set free. God said the tribulations that are coming upon this land must be. So everything you're seeing happen, God said, right, it must be. Why? To fulfill my word. But they need not take you off course. For you already know that you have the victory. The world's going to go off course. The world's already going off course. But you, body of Christ, you who have been coming in here, you should be strong in the Lord. None of you should be lukewarm. None of you. God said you will not be taken off course. You're going to come forth in total victory. I'm hearing God say it's time the church arises and takes its rightful place in the world. And defeat the enemy on all sides. And totally erase the gray area. Right? God said, I have already given you this tongue of the learned. Already. And you will speak into this land of confusion. Truth after truth. And you shall see the enemy fall on all sides. Let's read that again. I have already... See, you already have the tongue of the learned, but who's keeping it bound? The Antichrist. He's trying to make you think that you just babble on and don't know anything, right? But God said, I have already given you the tongue of the learned, and you will speak into this land of confusion, truth after truth. That's what you're going to speak into it. And you shall see the enemy fall on all sides. And you find that in Isaiah 50, verse 4. Now, do you really believe that God's already given you the tongue of the learned? He gave you the tongue of the learned this weekend, right, Sister Barbara? See, and you know, you just don't understand what God's really doing to you and for you and in you and through you. You have to step out there in faith and just let, just like she said, I'm just going to let God have control. And he did it. He did marvelous things. She didn't go with a preconceived plan like she learned that lesson. So she's out of that mode. And so if Sister, Reverend Barbara can learn it, then all of you in here can learn it. She was really good at this preconceived stuff, right? All right, God said, children, you must understand that there is no weapon formed against you that shall prosper. And we know that's Isaiah 54, 17. God said, does not my word tell you that 1,000 may fall at your side, but you will not be harmed? And so let's read Psalm 91, verse 7 through 12. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made, why won't it touch you? Why will you only see the wicked being chastised? Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. Then he goes on to say, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Go home, memorize Psalm 91, verse 7 through 12. Take that with you wherever you go. No, God is not going to allow the enemy to any longer plague you. All right? And then God goes on to say, does not my word also tell you that I am a strong tower that you can run into? You find that in Proverbs 18:10. Then God says, children, get excited at what lies before you. Never for one moment dread what is coming across the land. Get excited at what lies before you. Never for one moment dread what is coming across this land, for you are going to be the ones that go forth and conquer on all sides. You, each one of you sitting in here this morning, you are the ones that are going to go forth and conquer on all sides. You are the ones that are going to tear down the kingdom of darkness with your light. And you are the ones that will cause the angels to come forth like the days of Jericho and destroy the enemy's camp on all fronts. You guys sitting in here, I look around, you guys have been coming and coming and coming and coming. God is drawing you. God has been building you up for this season and this time so that you are ready now to go be sent forth and do the mighty works that God has called you forth to do. And Brother Mark, God spoke to me during praise and worship. You're going to have a tent meeting in March. We're going to be there to assist you. You're going to have it up there in Wilmington. You're supposed to look for a place where it would and get okay from the city. And I think Chris Gregor can help you with this. And we're going to assist you with the music and help you minister to the people. And he said sometime in March. So you seek God's face. That's what he told me. So you seek God's face and see when. And then you can ask Brother Christopher. He knows how to find out how you get the place, you know, without getting in trouble. It's going to be a tent meeting. All right. And then he said, be ready for what happens after that transpires. God goes on to say, be of good cheer, faithful few. Be of good cheer and march forward with my marching orders in your hands and to defeat the enemy at all costs. You are the victorious ones that my word speaks about. You are the remnant ones that stayed the course when all others ran away with their tails tucked between their legs. But you do not know what it is to tuck tail and run. For you have already seen the victory. You have already been given a vision of the enemy falling on all sides. Let's read that again. You know, God, when I first opened a church, God said, you are a remnant church. You are a forerunner, just like John the Baptist. And this is the way this church has been, God has run this church all these years. See what he says here. Be of good cheer, faithful few. Be of good cheer and march forward with my marching orders in your hands to defeat the enemy at all costs. You are the victorious ones that my word speaks about. You are the remnant ones that stayed the course when all others ran away with their tails tucked between their legs. But you do not know what it is to tuck tail and run. You know, I hate to be defeated. I really do. So I don't know what it is to tuck tail and run either. You know, when the enemy comes at me, I take a stance and I say, devil, you're in for a fight because you're not taking me out. How about you? Don't you all feel that way? Come on, you all feel that way. Yes, you do. That's why you're sitting. You wouldn't even be here if you weren't one that didn't like to be defeated. You wouldn't. You'd be out there letting the devil just do whatever he wanted to with you. Come on. You have already seen the victory. You've already been, you say, no, I haven't. Yes, you have. Just check your life out. Every time the enemy wanted to take you out, God gave you the victory. You were on top. You weren't on the bottom. You let him speak to you and tell you what it was all about. And then you said, okay, Lord, you repented. You've already seen the victory time after. See, you just don't understand these little things. You want to see a great big screen, you know, with something written over it. It doesn't work that way. It's the little things in your life. You've already been given a vision of the enemy falling on all sides. Now, you can find that in Romans chapter 11, verse 5. Romans chapter 9, verse 27 through 29, and it talks about the remnant ones in those two scriptures. God said, you are the more than conquerors that my word talks about. So I looked that up, and that's in Romans chapter 8, verse 7. It says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And what did God say? You are the more than conquerors that my word talks about. God says, you are the mixed multitude that I am sending forth at this given time. So I looked that up, and it's Nehemiah 13:3. And a mixed multitude went up also with them in flocks and herds, even very much cattle. Now, the mixed multitude is you people. Your personalities, your isms. You are a mixed multitude, believe me. And you have to be strong. You have to be a strong shepherd to minister to this the mixed multitude. Now, Brother Mark, you have a mixed multitude. On your street ministry, it's a mixed multitude that you're ministering to. Because they come from all areas, right? All shapes and sizes and all kind of stuff. So you all are the mixed multitude. And he said, you are the mixed multitude that I am sending forth at this given time. God said, you want to see signs, wonders, and miracles? You will certainly see them at this given time. For this is greater works time, and the greater works are great to behold. My son spoke about this in the word, and it is coming to pass even as I speak this very moment. And the greater works is talked about in John 14:12. Now, the next thing that God says, please don't act on it right now. We're going to act on it at the end, right? But God said, tell me something. What can you believe for right this given second? I am giving you a few moments to think about that. Whatever you can believe for right now will certainly come to pass. I'm believing for a brand new heart. That's what I'm coming here. I said, God, I'm believing for a brand new heart. So you stop and think right now what it is in your life that you want God to do for you at the end of the service, all right? Then God said, hold fast what you have and never allow the enemy to have control of what I have given you. Hold fast to what you have and never allow the enemy to have control of what I have given you. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. God said, little ones, the enemy has no weapon that he can conquer you with. Please get that in your little pea brain. The enemy has no weapon that he can conquer you with. Do not give him any space. Do not give him any ground. Seal up my words in your innermost being and cover them with the blood of my son Jesus and go forth in a mindset of total victory. And the scripture for that is Ephesians 3:16-19. Then God said, do you think a boxer steps in the boxing ring with the mindset of, I'm going to lose this fight? No. He goes into that ring with a mindset of, I'm going to give it all I have. All right? You guys aren't boxers. You step into that boxing ring and think, oh, God, I've already lost. Look how big that giant is that's standing before me. You know, whatever your situation is your giant, right? God said, I have made you more than a conqueror. Now abide in that knowledge. What's he made you? More than a conqueror. Now you spoke it. Did you hear it with your own ears? Now I said, abide in that knowledge and go forth and win this war that is raging in the second heavenlies. Scripture for that is Romans 8:31-39. You're getting this down in your little pea brain, right? Then it's going to go right on down into your spirit, man. And you're going to live it, right? God said, just as the enemy came and tried to stop Daniel's answer from the throne room, the enemy has come and has been trying to stop your answers. But I sent reinforcements and now the enemy is defeated. And now the enemy is defeated and you can go forth unencumbered with doubt and unbelief. And you'll find that in Daniel 10:10-14 where Daniel prayed. Isn't this a good word from God? That's a better teaching I could give or you could give, right? All right. God said, there is warfare in the nation's capital. Yes. And I need you to cover that in prayer. But there is another warfare going on, and that is the warfare over souls, which to God is more important than anything that's going on in the government. Read that again. There is warfare in the nation's capital. Yes, God says. And I need you to cover that in prayer. But there is another warfare going on, and that is the warfare over souls. God said the enemy is doing an all-out warfare to steal, kill, and destroy all that he comes in contact with, and that's in John 10:10. God said he is trying to take as many to his grave of eternal damnation as he can. But I have equipped you to take the sword of salvation to those lost souls and bring them up out of the fiery furnace and to be freed from all devices and go forth to save other souls. Read that again. He is trying to take as many to his grave, you know, Satan is, of eternal damnation as he can. But I have equipped you to take the sword of salvation to those lost souls. He's equipped you to do it. And bring them up out of the fiery furnace to be freed from all devices and go forth to save other souls. In other words, he's equipped you to go out into the streets, right into the very throes of hell. Bring these people out. They're going to be totally, completely free. And they are going to be the ones God's going to send forth to free the people, the other lost souls. All right, God said, this is a new era. This is a new season of the word being fulfilled in every area. This is a season of preparing for the second coming of my son, Jesus Christ. This is an all-out war between good and evil. And how many of you can say amen to that? God said, I am going to demonstrate heavenly power through this generation. Do you hear this? This generation is you guys, you young guys. I'm going to demonstrate heavenly power through this generation. You shall see new faces. Let's just stop there. I am going to demonstrate heavenly power through this generation. You young guys and girls, kids, the reason why the enemy is coming at you and fighting you the way it is because he knows that you are the ones that God's going to use. So he's throwing everything at you that he can possibly throw at you right now, trying to get you discouraged and trying to make you quit. This is not going to happen. I'm not going to allow you to quit. I allowed you, some of you in here went through this. I allowed you to get discouraged so you could take a good look at yourself. But I'm not going to allow you to quit. See, sometimes we have to take a good long look at ourselves, and we have to see who we are and what's going on around about us so that we can move forward in God. I go through this all the time. God allow me to get discouraged. And then when I cry out to him, he says, now that I have your attention, I need to say some things to you. So quit being upset about being discouraged and know that God is in control. He knows everything that's going on in your life, and he's allowed you to get to that place where you will seek him even stronger than you have before. I don't know where I'm at now. Okay, God said, you shall see new faces doing new works. These new ones in my kingdom will be bold, for they have been ensnared in the enemy's trap, and they now know what true freedom is, and they are upset with the enemy, and they are going forth like none others that you have ever seen. We know that this generation that's coming on the scene right now, I know that you know this, Brother Mark, they have been into every sin that there is. They have been into every cesspool that Satan could ever make. And now God's bringing them forth. They're going to remember where they came from. And they're going to be so mad at the enemy that the enemy took them there, that they're going to totally defeat the enemy. And they're going to go out and search for souls to bring out of the cesspools and bring them into freedom. And I don't care what area of life it is. Cesspools are everywhere. All right. So God said, let's read that one again, Nancy. I am going to demonstrate heavenly power through this generation. You shall see new faces doing new works. These new ones in my kingdom will be bold, for they have been ensnared in the enemy's trap, and they now know what true freedom is, and they are upset with the enemy, and they are going forth like none others that you have ever seen. They shall surely shake the foundations of this crooked generation, and they shall come forth victorious on all sides. And it's Joel chapter 2, verse 7. When, you know, a lot of ministers say Joel chapter 2 was saying one thing, but I know what God showed me. It is. It's all about this new generation is coming forth, and they are going to tear the enemy's camp to pieces. They're going to shred it. They are furious at what the enemy has been doing. God said, you will see the greater works being accomplished by the forerunners. You guys are forerunners. Every one of you in here, if you really listen to what's being said prophetically, you will find out you've already heard it, been walking through it, and now other churches are talking about it. This is a forerunner church, so you heard it before others heard it. There's many forerunner churches, by the way. We're not the only one. And you've heard it before other churches, the other churches have heard it. And God's already used you to pave a path for the other people to walk through. Your church ministry, Brother Mark, God just tell me that you are a forerunner there. He's using you to pave the way for others to go forth and to bring those people into freedom. But he's using you as a forerunner. And so people are going to be watching you, and they're going to watch your momentum. This is what God is saying, as you go forth, and they're going to copy what you're doing so that they can have the same standards that you're showing. All right? Where am I at now? You will see the greater works being accomplished by the forerunners. You shall see my word coming to pass, and you shall see great miracles of healing on all sides. Now, you guys, you're walking in a place that a lot of people would like to walk in. You shall see great miracles of healing on all sides, for this generation is plagued by every plague imaginable. Is it not? Come on, is it not? I wish you would get this so embedded in your bosom today that everything, you guys, Aaron and Adam, everything you're fighting through right now is the enemy trying to make you stop. And I just want you to understand that whatever God has spoken of your life is surely going to come to pass. Don't allow the enemy to, when these tests come, just start shouting hallelujah. Because you will know that the enemy is trying to take you out. The Antichrist are speaking things into your ears or making you do things you don't want to do. And just start shouting hallelujah that God's telling you this, I'm not. And you watch how you come out of this thing victoriously. And God said he's not finished fighting either one of you. Because you see, Satan doesn't like backlashes, and you've caused him to take some backlashes. And there's people around about you who are jealous of you and what God's doing for you. And people just understand that they have their calling, you have your calling. And if we'd all just walk in that freedom, the body of Christ would be in a better place. Right? Okay. These are Bible forerunners. In the Bible, these were forerunners. Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Elijah, John the Baptist, Jesus. And now God calls us as a second John the Baptist forerunners, preparing the way for the second coming of Jesus. When I first started the church, God said to me, you are the second John the Baptist. And I don't like to admit I didn't know my word then. I let preachers read the Bible to me. And so God told me to go and study about John the Baptist. He said, you are the second John the Baptist. You are a forerunner preparing the way for the other ministers to follow. All right? So this is what God is doing to you guys. You're forerunners now. And you are preparing that God's using each one of you in here to set the path for others to follow. You know, the new people are coming in. They're going to need somebody to teach them, right? And why not you? Why not you through the Holy Spirit? Because, you know, God told me, I don't want you to go to Bible college. I want my Holy Spirit to teach you all things. I don't want you to have doctrine in you. So everything I've ever learned is totally through the Holy Spirit. And to tell you the truth, I would go to pastors and say, this and this is going on in my life. What's going on? They say, I don't know. Tell me to sit down and shut up. Because they didn't have the Spirit, and they sure didn't understand the Spirit. And God told me, I've told you my Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Sometimes you're taught in a hard way. You know, in other words, people will come against you and people ridicule you. And I've had pastors this area say, don't go to her church because she's of the devil. You know, all manner of evil is going to be said about you. So is your skin strong enough to take that? If it's thin skin, you can't be used by God. You have to have thick skin, forehead of flint, and a backbone of steel. And you have to be a strong tower that others can run into. God goes on to say the healing power must be generated at this given time to go into the hospitals and set the captives free from every infirmity imaginable. This healing power must also go into the streets where the leprosy exists. Much, much sickness on the streets, and I need you, little ones, those of you who have been allowing me to prepare you for this day and hour. I need you to be vessels of honor that go into the highways and byways with my miracle-working powers and compel them to come in. Brother Mark needs to walk under the anointing of miracles. He needs to walk under the anointing of deliverance, the miracle of deliverance. The minute the demon walks in front of him, he'll be Jesus incarnate, and the devils will flee. We're supposed to have Jesus inside of us, right? And so if that's the case, and Jesus is inside of you with all of his power working in you, then every time a devil comes near you, it's going to scream and run out. And you need that to go into the highways and the byways, because the devil's out there. God said, does not my word tell you that signs and wonders are not for the church, but for the unbeliever? And you can look at Matthew 10:6 and Matthew 15:24. God said, it is the signs and wonders and miracles that will bring the unbeliever to the cross of redemption. Are you listening here? You can talk to your blue in the face, and you're not going to change anything. But if God gives him a sign and a wonder and a miracle, they're going to want what you have. And the only way you're going to be able to carry the signs, wonders, and miracles if you're walking in holiness and righteousness, it's just in purity of heart, I'm hearing God say, that's the only way you can be a carrier of that. You can't be out there delving in sin and expecting miracles to take place. It's just not going to happen. God says, children, you already have the miracle touch. And God's done that to us many times. All you need to do is activate it with your faith. This day is a day of complete salvation. That's why you'll hear, you see me call somebody out and say, I want you to go up there. You believe in healing. Now lay your hands on them and speak healing over their body. I'm getting their faith activated. The healing's there, and they believe in it. They trust God. Now they just have to do the next step, and that's by faith. Lay hands and watch them recover. God said, this day is a day of complete salvation. This day is a day you are equipped to go forth undaunted by doubt and unbelief to set the captives free on all fronts. You know, just not here and there, but on all fronts. This day, little ones, this day is a day of total and complete salvation for a lost and dying world. He said, for a total and complete salvation, you know, I want you young kids to know, Adam and Aaron and anybody, and Chris Lynch and Brett, and all you young guys in here, when people get saved now, they're going to get radically saved. It's not going to be like when I was growing up, get radically saved, but in the last 40 years, people just said, repeat this after me and you're saved. That's not true. And it's not going to happen that way anymore. God's power is just going to drop in there. And they're going to be radically saved, never to go back into their old lifestyle ever again. Then God said, remember the old song, Onward, Christian Soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. When he gave me, I thought, he's so keen, isn't he? Then God said, that is you, little ones. Start marching, taking all of heaven's weapons with you and conquer on all sides. Now, do you believe that word? That was all from God. Do you really believe what he just spoke to you? I mean, God's word is truth. And God's word is, it's sure, and it's yes and amen. You cannot dilute God's word. God wants all the fragmented parts of the body healed. He wants the lukewarm and in the misfits in the body of Christ. He wants them healed so they can go forth and heal others. And every one of you in here, I'm looking at you, you all have a ministry. Are you carrying Jesus Christ within you to the point that you can set the captives free, where signs, wonders, and miracles will occur? Brother Kenny here, I don't know if you know Connie Hornet that used to attend the church before she moved to Florida. This is her son. And whenever he was laying on the rock, God said, this is the answer to his mother's prayer. This is the beginning of a great walk with him, with God. She's been praying with it for him. How old are you? 42 or something. She's been praying all these years for him to be saved. Yep, you can if you want. I'm just sort of trying to figure it out. But anyhow, see, God does answer prayers in his timing. And because Kenny's in the younger generation, this is a time that God has brought him forth to do the works that he's supposed to do that's written in his book of life. Come on. Are you listening here? So what are you waiting on? You guys are already leaders. What are you waiting on? It's time for you to go forth with the signs, wonders, and miracles. It's time. You know, I read something. Okay, we're headed into February. So in February, we're going to be set free. So throughout the rest of the year, we would do this. In December, I heard, well, we're going into January. So we're going to be set free in January so we can go forth. Now we're in February. We're going to be set free in February. Get out of here. We're either set free or we're not. We don't get set free in January, you know, then really not be set free. Then somebody says, well, in February we're going to be set free, but you're not really free. Then March, well, we're going to be set free. No, we're free now. You guys in here, God said you're free right now. He has cut off all the feathers. I love that song about the shackles. God has broken every shackle, and it went so long with what God was saying. God broke you from your shackles. Now all you have to do is walk it out. So, all right, and I told you, you remember what I told you, think of what you wanted God to do for you today. I said, I want a brand new heart. So whatever each one of you wanted, if you come up front, God's going to give it to you this morning.